This is Krista Umgelter from Feel Good in Body, Mind, Heart, and Spirit. Today I'm going to share with you my blog post, Heavy Metal Toxicity, Why You Need to Know More, Where to Get More Information. And I hope you enjoy it, and more than anything else, I hope you find it useful. Wouldn't it be a shame if your medical conditions were the result of heavy metal or other toxicity? And doctors were only treating the medical condition without ever considering, testing, or treating the poisonous cause? Why do you need to know about heavy metals and other types of toxicity? Simple. You need to know because the mass majority of doctors don't. The American Medical Association doesn't educate, train, or encourage doctors to know about the devastating systemic impact of heavy metals and toxicity. When was the last time a doctor suggested and encouraged you to do a test to accurately determine the heavy metal burden in your body? Accurate testing is done with an IV challenge and a 6 to 24 hour urine collection. Your body wants to be healthy. It is working way harder than you, your doctor, or anyone else to stay alive and function as best possible. When your body isn't working and lifestyle changes and treatments are not promoting healing, then it should be obvious your body is needing something different or more than what it is receiving. Heavy metals and toxicity are a bit abstract, so let me explain with an analogy. This will enable you to better grasp how it is impacting your body structure and function. Imagine the home you live in. No one has taken out the trash. For a week or two, it isn't that bad. As the weeks and months pass, the trash is piling up and taking up more living space. The smell was bad right from the start, but it wasn't long until it became a rotting, molding, and fermenting stench, whose odor permeated the floors, walls, and even your personal items. Bugs are everywhere, flying, crawling, laying their eggs, and now there's hatched larvae. The smell of the growing feast has attracted all the local rodents and scavengers. They have built their nests and are slowly chewing through wires. Their poop is everywhere, which adds to the problem. The ever-increasing rodent populations have attracted bigger carnivorous animals. The house has turned into a jungle with nothing but problems. The fermentation is decomposing and corroding through the floors. The walls are slumping. The ceiling and roof are now caving in. Under the pressure of a collapsing structure, the plumbing pipes have snapped and the electrical cables too. It all began and evolved simply because the trash wasn't removed as it needed. A house whose trash is not removed as needed is very much like the trash in your body. Accumulated trash in a home makes it impossible to properly clean and maintain. It is the same for your body. When waste isn't eliminated as it needs to, it creates a fast downward spiral of ever-increasing problems. The medical community knows how serious constipation is, which is simply when the body's trash waste isn't evacuated regularly. It has even earned itself the title, the silent killer. Now consider this. If the silent killer is simply constipation, which is the body's inability to remove normal body waste trash, then imagine for a moment how heavy metals and toxicity trapped in your body are destroying it. Heavy metals and toxicity aren't just normal waste trash. They are hazardous and poisonous waste material. The process your body needs to remove normal waste products is very different from how it removes toxicity. This difference can be equated to regular garbage collectors who pass at your home versus hazardous waste centers. Your city government understands that collecting garbage and managing toxic waste are entirely different and must be handled with different precautions. If cities and states understand the significant difference, then what is taking so long for the medical community to take appropriate action? It is absolutely ludicrous to expect the physical body to work properly and comfortably with toxic hazardous waste trapped inside. Removing toxic waste requires a far more complex process and must have enough resources to keep up with a required workload. Heavy metals and toxicity disrupt any and every system, physical, mental, and emotional. How can you or health professionals really know what is and isn't working in your body if you have unrecognized, hazardous, and poisonous trash trapped inside in your bones, cells, fatty tissues, and organs? If your body is subject to heavy metal burdens, then your body's inherent weakest links will be the first to sound the alarms. If you tend to get headaches, then guess what? You are likely to have more frequent and intense headaches that last longer. If you have an autoimmune disease, then guess what? Your autoimmune disease is likely to go into a full crisis. As toxicity builds and endures, the weak systems fail and weaken the stronger systems until those too begin to falter. It snowballs. For the person living in the failing body, it feels more like a never-ending, catastrophic avalanche. Taking medical prescriptions for health problems that are the result of heavy metals and toxicity is likely to become a part of the growing problem rather than part of the solution. Standard treatments do not always have the power to override problems directly resulting from heavy metals and toxicity. The Center for Disease Control states that 47% of American adults have one or more chronic medical conditions. It also states that America has the highest rate of mental illness in the world. Heavy metals and toxicity have a direct influence on disease and mental health. Not everyone's body has heavy metals or toxicity burdens, but a simple and accurate test will determine if yours does. Some people have highly effective and efficient natural detoxification pathways working all the time. Others have more toxicity exposure than their bodies can effectively remove. Their bodies may simply need higher intakes of methyl donor supplements. The last group of individuals have bodies similar to mine, with no ability to remove toxicity without medical treatments. Removing the toxicity burden in your body may produce the healing miracle you have been wishing for. However, if it doesn't produce the miracle you would like, it does relieve your body of that poisonous problem. When the poison is no longer affecting everything in your body, it allows for standard medical treatments to work as they should. Of the tiny percentage of doctors who do accurately test for heavy metal burdens, I have found that most offer only the treatment option which works best for their business. What works best for their medical practice may not be the most appropriate solution for your body, health conditions, budget, and lifestyle. One-size-fits-all approaches are convenient for the medical professionals and health insurance, but do not favor best health recovery outcomes. Your health recovery needs to be about what your body requires, not what is easiest for the professional business model, nor what fits neatly into health insurance algorithms. Healthcare professionals offer solutions for your body as if it was a car motor. Much like car mechanics, doctors use a lot of if A, then B solutions. That is great for car motors, but your body is nothing like a car. Your body is an intricate and very complex system of genetics, organ function, chemicals, hormones, internal bacterial, fungal, viral, and parasitic environments, and external exposures such as air, water, food, and anything that comes into contact with your body. The physical body is affected by where you live, work, the people and animals in your life events that influence thoughts and emotions, as well as the dreams you have at night. My own dreams have proven how much my dream experiences at night influence my body function, chemistry, hormones, and my waking thoughts and emotions. I don't need a research study to tell me or to prove that to me, nor should you. What happens in dreams offers information about how your body is and isn't working, and the experiences are also influencing your body function. All of these details make your body entirely different. In fact, how your body works today is different from how it was working yesterday. Heavy metals and environmental toxicity cause disease, and the government knows this for fact. The Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry, the ATSDR, is a government agency whose sole purpose is to compile factual information from the Environmental Protection Agency, or the EPA, and from public entries in the public domain. At present, they have knowledge of more than 175 substances and their relationships with disease. These reports are available to the public, free of charge. The reports include information about environmental impact, types, methods, and biomarkers of exposure, how a given substance enters the body through inhalation, ingestion, and skin exposure, a substance's effect on body function, how a given substance is eliminated from the body, children's body susceptibility, exposure, storage, influence, and effects during development, because children's bodies respond entirely differently to a same exposure than will an adult's body. The distribution, metabolism, elimination, and excretion, mechanisms of action, and also physiologically based pharmacokinetics of a substance. A substance's impact on female reproduction, male sperm quality, fetal development, fetal exposure, pregnancy and breastfeeding, population susceptibility, interactions between a given substance and other chemicals, chemical and physiological information, reducing, limiting, and removing exposures, medical testing methods, types of treatments, and their effects, a substance's influence on soil, agriculture, plant growth, and absorption, and far more. The reports are not exhaustive. Additional research will reveal far more information, but the ATSDR reports are a great place to start and provide a wide overview. The complete list of references at the end of each report offers ways to zero in further on personally significant sources of information. Your body is different from every other body on this planet. You live in it 24/7 and need to be involved 100%. Over the years, as I read and read and read, I would land on random information that was directly related to my own body and life history. I needed to read these reports myself because I was the only one who knew my body and life history. Often these details were things I didn't realize were important, but they were. Even if I had mentioned the information to a doctor, they were so detailed that the doctor would have disregarded the crucially important information. You too need to be reading if you are the one with the medical problems. It is a huge investment and hassle, but the kickback benefits will be better body comfort and function as a result of better decisions. Your personal interest and involvement will determine the outcome. Disagreeing with doctors is not fun, but sometimes your body depends on your ability to do just that as you seek out other possibilities. You don't need the approval of any professional, and most doctors have never had the medical conditions they treat. Make the decisions you feel will offer your body the best chances for healing. Your body knows, and it will guide you. The ATSDR reports are categorized in several ways, such as alphabetically, health effects, chemical classification, and in what geographic states the substances are found. You can go to the ATSDR homepage. It's atsdr.cdc.gov. I have the links posted on the article. While the reports are a treasure trove of priceless information, they were for me personally intensely disturbing. There were days when I could only get through 10 pages before my mind and heart would collapse under the emotional and mental significance of the information. I was often flooded by emotional surges simply because it became clear that I was needlessly suffering as a result of a broken system on every level: medical, insurance, industry, pharmaceutical, society, government, and more. Doctors didn't know, test, or treat heavy metals or toxicity, yet the factual information is right there and has written records dating back sometimes more than 70 years. Information proves the connection between toxicity and disease, yet health insurance doesn't cover the cost of treatment. But it will cover the cost of treating the symptoms of a disease with extremely costly medical procedures and/or pharmaceutical prescriptions that have devastating side effects and which may be required for the remainder of a person's life. The government ATSDR agency puts out this information, yet the government still lawfully allows the production, sale, and use of these substances. All of the information in the ATSDR reports from animal research brought tears to my eyes. How could any human being willfully and deliberately subject healthy animals in cages to intense exposures of known hazardous material and poison? Healthy animals were made sick, while millions of people around the world have those medical conditions already as a result of those very same exposures. Why not find those people and offer them some help in exchange for the ability to monitor their body's illness and recovery process? When I was in my late teens, my body was showing the signs of big problems. Doctors and hospitals did a lot of testing. When they didn't find a concrete reason, they told me it was stress related to my parents' divorce. Too bad they tossed me into the patient has psychological issues category, rather than questioning their understanding of the human body. Had the correct cause been determined at that time in my life, it is likely my health would not have deteriorated to the catastrophic proportions it did. It was only some 20 years after the initial problems began that I met a doctor who recognized my conditions instantly as being directly related to heavy metals. My body has come such a long way in healing over the last 10 years. It still has a long ways to go yet. During those 20 years when the cause of my problems went undetermined, my body may have passed the point of no return. I don't know. But I believe the body has the ability to do incredible things if it is receiving what it needs. So I keep on keeping on. I know some readers will argue that what I share is not credible because I am not a medical doctor. The paradox and truth is that I know what I do, and it is valuable because I am not a medical doctor. I know I don't have your answers, but I know your body does, and what I know can help you find your way. You live in your body 24/7, are its expert, and listening to your body will guide you. While toxicity is not the problem nor the answer for everyone, it is for many. I have seen many people recover from disabling medical conditions once the heavy metals and toxicity were removed from their body. They did so despite doctors' claims that their medical conditions were degenerative and incurable. You may be one of them. I hope to encourage you to become more aware, involved, and curious to know more as you carve out a personal path towards better health. I know it can be attained. It doesn't mean the path will be easy, but I know it's possible. Thank you for listening, and I hope this information is of value to you, a loved one, or maybe even someday you'll share it with someone whose path you cross. So this is Krista signing off until our next rendezvous online, and I wish you well-being and love until then.